Well, you know, Tad just told me coming in that AJ was got the defensive player of the week for the AFC. So obviously that was good. I mean, he's really been playing well for us all year. And, you know, obviously he came out with the big play, but he had, you know, three tackles. He did a lot of other things in that game, you know, to help us win it. So it's always good when, you know, someone gets honored because, you know, it's usually not the, you know, the individual, but it's a team effort. I'm sure AJ would agree with that, you know, everything that's happening. So, you know, we're just coming to work. We got a long list of, you know, the injury report's long. You know, we've got to do a good job this week managing that and getting ready for Cleveland.
With the way Olave kind of played coming off the injury, will there be a kind of a further evaluation process before you put guys out there that are on the injury list?
Yeah, you mean like in the future, like going forward like that?
Yeah.
I think sometimes you don't know until, you know what I'm saying, until you get them out there and they start playing. So I think it's difficult. Obviously, you know, the decision during the week was we thought he would be okay. You know, but then when you go out there and you start watching the performance, and you know, you just got to make sure you make an adjustment. So I would much rather players try, you know what I'm saying, and I give Pat credit than pull themselves out. I think we have a good enough trust and relationship. You know, I usually sit down with the player and talk to them, you know, about how they're going to be and that nature. And they understand, you know, with the limitations of who you can dress, you know, on game day. You know, I always have good discussions of, hey, if you're ready to go, this is what we're going to need out of you. This is what you're going to have to do, you know, barring obviously something, you know, else occurring during the game. And, you know, we sit down, we have a long talk about it. And then usually after that, I make a decision of, you know, whether he can go or not. So I think each case is an individual basis.
You mentioned Boye being around him for half a season now. What stands out about the way he works during the week and how he plays on Sunday?
I mean, he's the same way. I mean, a highly competitive kid, you know, doesn't like anything going against him. I think he's really a student of the game. You know, the one thing that I notice a lot is, you know, when we have the scout team running routes or the combinations, you know, if it's not exactly right, he'll say, hey, what were you supposed to do right here? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what that shows me as a coach is someone that's really studying the film, looking at the route combinations, and really seeing the whole picture of other things that are going on around him outside of what, you know, maybe his individual responsibility is.
So he could tell when a scout team guy maybe makes a mistake?
Yeah, I think so. Like, he'll go out there and he'll be like, wait a minute now, this is not what I saw on film. This is not what, you know, we've gone over. You know, say, hey, wait a minute, what were we supposed to do right there? You know what I'm saying? So it's I think that's an encouraging part of a coach knowing that, hey, this guy's studying the game, this guy's watching it, and he wants to know exactly what's going on. Because sometimes it'll be a mistake.
Get a lot of guys do that?
Yeah.
Like, how unique is that?
I think when you find professionals, I don't want to say veterans, because sometimes young players can come in and have that. Guys that, you know, obviously AJ was taught well prior to coming here, you know what I'm saying, of how to watch film, how to study, and how to practice. You know, you try to get that in everyone. You know, you want – it's an interesting thing. When you go out there and you work the other team's looks, sometimes, you know, there's a responsibility of the look team to try, you know, to try to simulate exactly, you know, what the other team is doing. You know, from everything, from speed, technique, alignments, splits, everything. But it's also, I think, a responsibility for the players that are playing to try to coach that player up on how their opponent plays. You know what I'm saying? I think when you have that, Mike, that's a lot going on. There's a lot of studying. There's a lot of things. And I think that helps you prepare to be more prepared for the game on Sunday, because the one thing that's really helped our team this year that doesn't ever get talked about, and I do try to bring it up as much as I can, is, you know, the performance of Sunday a lot of times is a reflection of what the scout team, guys that no one really ever mentions or knows about, you know, the job that they do. And it's tough because they're trying to become players or get on the team or play, and yet they have to, you know, do other things. And honestly, those guys are doing an outstanding job for us. They really are. I mean, we've had some it's helped us. There's no doubt about it.
How
Cleveland fourth against the run. What stands out on film when you watch their run defense?
Well, Coach Williams has always been an outstanding defensive coordinator and defensive coach, so it's always a challenge, you know, going against them. Both from a standpoint of how they play, they always play extremely hard, his teams or his defenses. They always play very sound. They always are going to give you issues, you know, that you're going to have to be a smart team and how to handle those things. I think, you know, their front seven is extremely talented, very high motors, very good hands, very physical. You know, the corners and safeties are all good tacklers. They tackle well. You have to play for him. You have to be, you know, very good from that standpoint. And I think they're just a very aggressive defense, and they've always been difficult to go against. It's always been a challenge to go against him, and they have good players on that side of the ball.
Greg Zambo throughout his career has just to run a lot of different packages, a lot of different stuff. Is that the same in Cleveland?
Well, there are different packages. You know, it's hard. I think when the way I look at things and process things, I can see the different packages, you know what I'm saying? I think there's always going to be a new wrinkle, you know, say, for you, you know, during the course of the game. But, again, it's, you know, I mean, he's one of the top guys in the league. I mean.
What's the biggest contribution that Barry Church has made in that secondary thing?
He's my voice of reason. You know what I'm saying? So when I see a lot of things going on, you'll see me yell at Barry, and I'll blame him. I'm being honest. That's the truth. I'll be like, this is your fault. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, hey, you got to get this taken care of. He's like, I didn't do anything. I said, no, you've got to solve it. You know, I think, you know, he's been he's probably the undertone guy that, meaning like under the radar guy that gets a lot of things done, communicated, in the locker room, on the field. He's a very mature guy, and he's someone that, you know, I talk to quite a bit and just try to be, you know, he's a voice of reason, I think. I guess that's the best way to explain it, you know, because, you know, I think he handles his emotions well, you know, and he's very focused. And he should be. He's an old, you know, he has more years. You know, he's been on a winning team. And, you know, he's a smart football player. So, you know, I love having the ability to go over there and say, hey, get that right, rather than jumping in the middle of chaos sometimes, you know, with that group.
How is Smoot coming along for you?
Doing well. You know, he's a little limited this week, but we don't expect that to hurt him, you know, for the game. You know, and it's tough. It's like, you know, you get the question. I got the question about Chris Ivory, you know what I'm saying, on his snaps. You know, you get the questions on defense, you know, with Marcel. And I think Smoot's in that category. And I just think it's something that you're always trying to get right. And afterwards you can look at it and say, you know, well, hey, what were we thinking? Why do we do this? Why do we get more snaps? You know, I like him. I think he's a good football player now. I think he's going to be a really good football player.
The Browns have had a lot of movement at quarterback, whether it be for injury or performance. You had dealt with the similar situation in Buffalo. How did you kind of handle keeping the offense in the same rhythm while you were there with a situation like that?
You're talking about with their quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, obviously theirs. For me in Buffalo, shoot, I can't. I mean, it's hard for me to go back and think about that. I know Syracuse, my first year in Syracuse. I just think you know, everyone has a responsibility. You're just trying to get, you know, the best player in there at that position. I think that, and just try to for that player to play in that role. I try not to overstate a lot of the things that people talk about. They talk about the top, you know, 5% of the guys, you know, that are outstanding. I was fortunate that I've been, you know, around one of them in Drew Brees, you know, but to try to say I'm going to, you know, draft someone or talk to Blake or talk to Chad and say, hey, I want you to be this and I'm going to try to make you this, I don't think you can do that because you don't do that in any other position, you know. So, you know, you just try to get that player to focus on doing what he can do to help the team win. And then I think, you know, after that, you start getting the other things because you need success. The one thing about the NFL, I think it's very difficult to be to lead if you're not successful, you know, on the field. So at the same point, I just try to get everyone just to do their job. I really do, you know, and then let the chips fall and see how the team develops, because you can't manipulate a team. You know, I can't stand up here and give a message to you guys hoping that the team gets it. You know what I mean? I gotta tell them exactly how I feel. And then the team itself has to bring themselves together.
You said on Monday that D.D. Westbrook was practicing like he was on the active list. What, have you seen just the same similarities that you saw in training camp with him as far as catching, route running, and different things?
Yeah, just probably not as much, you know what I'm saying, because of the limited reps that we have now than we do in training camp. But again, it's, you know, it's going to have to see how he does when he gets into that game. So, you know, the soreness is out. He's practiced without soreness. So, you know, this will be a good week for him.
What are you seeing in Keelan Cole? You getting him more targets, look like? What?
Yeah, I saw a guy that came through training camp and everything, did a great job, obviously. Made the team as a free agent, which is always difficult to do. Really had some real good plays, explosive plays. And then, you know, the same thing. If you guys remember, I go back to, it's like, okay, all right, he's having these plays, but who's he going against? You know, and then now when you get to a Sunday during the season, you're going to go against obviously much better competition day in and play in and play out, you know, which taxes you, you know, both mentally and physically. And then I think, you know, early in the year, you know, he was working hard. And I think he's maturing and getting better at a couple things, which I think helps. One, taking care of your body, you know what I'm saying, so you don't wear down. And we've all heard that before, you know, whether it's, you know, the rookie hits the wall or things of that nature. Whereas now I see Cole really starting to excel. You know, I thought, you know, there was a while there where you could see a little bit of that, you know, a little worn down or whatever it might be. And, you know, we started to manage that better. When we saw that in practice, you know, and coming out to the games, and now I think you're seeing more of an acceleration part of his game right now.
I know Relius is mostly used on special teams, but he's been around the league for a while with Lee and Hearns out of practice. Is it nice to still have that kind of veteran out there that can kind of help?
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and he'll be a little bit limited too, you know, going into practice. So, you know, it's at that point, I think, you know, you go through, I try to simulate a tough training camp, so right prior to that third preseason game, you like to tell the players, listen, this is pretty much how you're going to feel at this time, you know, during the year, both physically and mentally, you know, and try to remember that. And, you know, part of this game is it goes long. It's a very physical game, you know, and I think it's reflective of what you see on our injury report today, you know. So now it gets into, you know, I've got to do a good job of managing, you know what I'm saying, these players and getting them back and getting them ready. And it's a catch-22. It's something that's difficult in coaching because you have to go out there and practice. You have to get the reps. But at the same time, you know, are you wearing them down where they're not going to be ready to go? How do you bring them back? You know, guys that are injured, do you put them down? Do you rest them? And there are a lot of individual cases on it. And it's just it's one of the tougher things to do coaching-wise.
Does that mean do you think about shorter practices, longer walkthroughs, or how do you – is that
– Well, I'm not – I never give up reps, you know, so I don't believe in giving up reps. So I think there's a lot of different things that could be – you know, when I say reps, I'm talking about overall for offense, defense, and special teams. But at the same time, I might – you know, someone might not get as many reps as they normally would during the week. You know, you have someone else in there ready to go.
Doug, what are your impressions of Chip Kelly as a football coach?
I've known Chip for a long time. Yeah, I love Chip. I mean, we go back, myself, Chip, Bill O'Brien. I mean, we were all, you know, when we first came up, we were all in that Northeast. Chip was at New Hampshire. I was at Northeastern. We were in the good old Yankee Conference at that time, which I thought was, you know, one of the, I mean, people in the South wouldn't know. I don't believe, but you know, I always thought it was, back then, it was one of it was a great conference with a lot of great head coaches that had a lot of experience, and we as young coaches, you know, could learn so much from them, you know, as far as starting my career, you know what I'm saying, in the Northeast. And, you know, I have all the respect in the world. Great guys. Never changed. You know, I remember when we were out at the AFCA Awards, and I had gotten an award for whatever district, you know, when we were at Syracuse. Chip had gotten the Coach of the Year award. So when you get those awards, you have to stay later. Most of the coaches are gone already. And I remember I was sitting there and having a beer. I was by myself, which is not unusual. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not like you're never going to hear, hey, it was me and a bunch of my buddies. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting down, I was having a beer, I was by myself, and then Chip walked in. He had jeans on and a shirt on. He just sat down, and, you know, Coach of the Year coming off Oregon, and, you know, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, just getting a beer. How's it going? We were sitting down BSing, and that's the one thing I've always appreciated. I think he's an outstanding football coach, but, you know, he's never changed. He's a great guy.
Last one, guys. Off topic. Can we talk about the Jags? I mean, what's Chip?
I'm talking about you.
I love Chip.
Your comments after the game about the bologna sandwich and petting the dogs and stuff, is that kind of your normal?
Oh, yeah. I've said that before. It's not the first time, you know, I've said that. It's normal. I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of people. I mean, I'm like I said, that's what I do. I wouldn't even say it's normal. So that's what I do. If I did anything different than that, I mean, that would be like, that'd be crazy. You know, I mean, you would say, oh, we're in trouble. The coach has lost his mind. You would. I mean, it's either that or come back after a game and come into work. I've got no life. Got no life. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Hey, we don't either.
Myles Garrett has 4 sacks in just a couple of games this year. What stands out about?
I think everything you saw that, you know, in the workouts and everything, just a really an outstanding athlete, good feel, power, speed, really good length, good technique, you know what I'm saying, for someone coming out. I think everything is advertised that you see. I mean, he's going to be probably, you know, one of the more top or premier players in this league as he keeps playing.